Mr. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, O. Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, Prince is the last name. 72953, patient was seen on the 20th of this month, 10/20/24. This is a 71-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, Texas, worked for Champion Papers. And then he was a pipe fitter and drove an 18-wheeler for some time. Patient has an extensive alcohol abuse history in the past. He suffers from ascites, cirrhosis, liver failure. He also works for a juvenile probation office for years, period. Any paragraph? Patient has been on hospice previously, decided that he wanted to seek aggressive treatment, subsequently was seen by a hepatologist numerous times, was told there's not much else that can be offered. He's not a candidate for a liver transplant, and subsequently is wants to go back on hospice, period. New paragraph, divorced, has three sons, 51, 48, and 38. He was an ordained deacon, D-E-A-C-K-E-N, I believe that's how you spell it, in 1997. COVID immunization, none. Review of system, he's got large ascites, he's got an abdominal hernia, which causes difficulty with walking and ambulation, but nevertheless, he's weak because of his liver failure, his cirrhosis. He has frequent falls, he wears diapers, he requires help of the neighbors to get around. He's very thin, he's lost much weight. He used to weigh 212 pounds, he weighs 140 now. He does have some cough, congestion, some shortness of breath, period, especially when he lays flat, period. Patient is pretty much bedbound, lives in a RV, and has help as best as he can find it. Last hospitalization was a month ago for his liver evaluation, which was told that he's not a candidate for liver transplant, and subsequently is now seeking hospice and palliative care. Allergy, none. Family history, dad died of prostate cancer, mom has peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, DJD, but she's 100 years old, she's alive. Surgery, hand surgery is the only surgery he's had. Social, he does smoke, he doesn't drink any longer, but again, he's lost his liver function because of his extensive alcohol abuse in the past. Medication, Synthroid, 125 microgram a day. He was taking Norvasc, but he's not taking that anymore because of his tremendous weight loss. His blood pressure actually runs around 100 to 110 systolic, period. He also has Plavix for gastroesophageal reflux. He would like to get back on his Librex, which he was taking for some time for irritable bowel syndrome. Also helps him relax related to his hepatitis and his hepatitis and his liver failure, period. He takes Prevacid, 30 milligram a day. He was on lactulose, but he's out of that medication at this time. Review of his records from the previous hospice company reveals the following. It states that patient has abdominal ascites, he's had cirrhosis, as I mentioned, hepatorenal syndrome, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hypertensive kidney disease, CKD, and hypothyroidism, as I mentioned. Period. Patient also used to be on Atrovastatin, 40 milligram once a day, which he's no longer taking because of his significant weight loss, of course. He has anemia of chronic disease, and which is contributing to his weakness as well. Period. His vital signs, 96 pulse, respiration 22, O2 sat 96%, blood pressure 110 over 78, pulse is 89. Heart positive, swim positive, stones, clear with shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, neurological unknown focal, patient does have ascites, large ventral hernia. There's also evidence of caput, C-A-P-U-T, medusa, M-E-D-U-S-A, about the abdominal wall. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with end-stage liver failure, ascites, cirrhosis, needs to get back on his Electrolos once, Librex to help with his anxiety or something close to that would be helpful. Resume his Lactulose at 2 tablespoons twice a day. He has also a history of pancreatic insufficiency related to his liver failure. Overall prognosis is poor. He's seen the liver specialist recently after he changed his mind on hospice and wanted to be looked at for aggressive care. He was told there's not much else that can be offered for him. Subsequently, he's back on his palliative care at this time. He also has a history of migraine headaches, which has responded well to anxiolytics and benzodiazepines in the past. He wears a diaper. He's weak. He needs provider services. He's in a RV in the back of someone's home. He lives there with the help of neighbors, ADL dependent. Difficulty with walking, symptoms of falling, weakness, and protein calorie malnutrition along with anemia. Thank you.